بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله respected أساتذة علماء مشايخ respected brothers all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman put us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam send us in this world for a short while and bless us with this beautiful deen of Islam. These are the three greatest bounties that any person can possess. Iman, Islam, and to be in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with all three. We should make dua that Allah keeps us steadfast on Iman, take us away at that critical time of maut, take us away with salamati of Iman, raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. And like how Hazrat Damat Barakatuh mentioned last night, that all the time to make fikr, to maintain this Iman, effort of Iman, maintain this Iman, be conscious of this Iman, to look after this Iman, harm mustn't be coming to this Iman, etc. The two ayats that I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the one ayat, O you who believe, fear Allah, ittaqullah, fear Allah, be mindful of Allah, and remain with the truthful, like Maulana said, the truthful refers to the muttaqi, the pious servants of Allah ta'ala. And the other ayat is connected to tawbah, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ That turn in repentance to Allah Ta'ala, all of you, O believers, so that you may become successful. Hazrat Mawlana Salim Dorat Sahib Damat Barakatuh, when he came last time, in one of the bayans that he gave, Mawlana Sahib spoke about tawbah and taqwa, that we have to love our lives, and we have to adopt in our lives tawbah and taqwa, which Mawlana referred to TNT. Tawbah and taqwa. Taqwa essentially means, or a big part of taqwa is to abstain from sin. Staying away from sin out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is very much different from the fear of makhluk and creation. A person has fear for a scorpion, fear for a lion. But the difference is, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coupled with the azmat, love, respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What the result, the fear of Allah takes a person closer to Allah ta'ala. It used to become dark, cloudy, etc. Nabi al-Islam would become fearful. Where would it take Nabi al-Islam? It would take Nabi al-Islam to the musalla, closer to Allah ta'ala. On the other hand, the fear of a scorpion, fear of a lion, there's no azmat, there's no respect coupled with it. So a person runs away from it. It turns a person away from that thing. So nonetheless, a big part of taqwa is to stay away from sin. Together with doing good deeds, good deeds, good deeds, the very important is to stay away from sin. Otherwise a person is blowing air, or putting air into a tube, but at the same time the tube also has a hole. A person is filling water in a bucket, but at the same time the bucket also has a hole. And on the other hand, tawbah means that a person committed a sin, now is making a U-turn. او اللہ یا اللہ غلطی ہوئی, معاف فرما. او اللہ آئی میڈ اے مسٹیک. او اللہ آئی سلپٹ. او اللہ آئی فیل. او اللہ آئی کمیٹڈ دس سن, پلیز فورگیو می. اللہ لوز دس. اٹس اے ویری ویری گریٹ کوالٹی. اٹس اے ویری گریٹ کوالٹی. اتائب حبیب اللہ. A person who makes tawbah is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-ta'ibu min al-zambi kama la zamba lahu. A person who makes tawbah from sins is as if he got no sins. And a person who does not have sins, what is such a person? He's a muttaqi person. A person who doesn't have any sins is a muttaqi and is a pious person. So therefore Maulana says that tawbah actually is a branch of taqwa. Then as Maulana mentioned the similarities in the virtues between tawbah and taqwa. Inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Allah loves the muttaqi. Inna Allah yuhibbut tawwabin wa yuhibbul mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who make tawbah. Such a great link between tawbah. Tawbah is actually a branch of taqwa. Look at the similarities in virtue. Allah loves the muttaqi. Allah loves those who make tawbah. Another similarity that Maulana mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That person who has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him from every problem. What a great thing. Whose life doesn't have problems? Our lives, everyone has to some extent or the other this problem, that problem. Look where the solution is. And look where we are looking for the solution. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who has the fear of Allah, Allah will make a way out for him from every problem. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him rizq and sustenance from places that he could not even think of. Everybody is starting their day in search of their rizq, in search of their rizq. The whole dunya's chakkar is for this rizq. And the easiness of it Allah Ta'ala has kept in taqwa. So, the similarity in the virtues. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah Ta'ala, Allah will make a way out for him from every problem. And Allah will give him rizq from places that he could never even think of. Then what comes in the hadith sharif? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Very, very similar thing. That person who holds firm onto istighfar, who makes tawbah, he seeks Allah's forgiveness, again Allah will show him a way out of every problem. Allah will remove every grief and worry of his, and Allah will give him rizq from places that he could never even think of. So therefore, Maulana concludes and says that person who will lead his life between tawbah and taqwa, that person who will hold on to tawbah and taqwa, inshallah, he'll become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allah grant us this. So remember, tawbah istighfar is a very great thing. No matter how many times we slip, how many times we fall, how many times we falter, one should never give up standing. Meaning, never give up tawbah. We can slip, they say, ye rishta so bar bhi agar toote, so bar usko jore. 100 times we can slip, 100 times we can fall, but each time get up again. The day a person slips and falls and he doesn't stand up again, that will be his downfall. That will be a very dark day in such a person's life. We are human, we'll falter, we'll make firm intention not to do it again, but we'll falter. The important thing is never give up standing up. Always get up again. Allah loves to forgive. Allah says in the Hadith Qudsi, Nabi alayhi salam mentions that Allah Ta'ala says, Yabna Adam, law balagha dhunubaka anana sama, thumma staghfartani, ghafartu laka wa la ubali. O son of Adam, if your sins were to reach the clouds of the sky also, and then to you was to seek forgiveness from me, I would forgive you and it would not matter to me in the least. But how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. What a bountiful Allah. What a merciful Allah. The delay is from our side. Let us turn to Allah Ta'ala in earnest. At the same time, there has to be some balance also in our life. That Allah Ta'ala mentions, Nabbi ibadi, anni anal ghafoorur rahim, wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul aleem. O Nabi, inform my servants, inform my slaves that I am most forgiving, most merciful. But at the same time, inform them also that my punishment also is very, very severe. So if we have to keep both these things in mind, keeping both these things in mind, then there will be a balance in a person's life. The correct application of this ayat is, if there's somebody already committed sins, now he's coming, he's looking for some hope, brother, is there some hope for me, man? This was my life before. He says, brother, definitely there's plenty of hope. Plenty of hope there is for you. The doors of forgiveness are wide open. Allah's mercy is overpowering. Allah loves to forgive. And on the other hand, a person still wants to commit a sin. So you tell the person, brother, seriously rethink the matter because Allah's punishment is very, very severe. Incorrect application of this ayat is the person came and said, you know, my past life was so bad, what and what I did. And you tell the person, brother, you're in big trouble. Allah's punishment is very severe. And a person on the other hand still wants to commit a sin and you tell him, don't worry, Allah is most merciful. No, no, that's the incorrect. So to understand also correctly is very important. That will be the incorrect application of these ayat. And at the same time, it does not behove a believer. It does not become and behove a believer to intentionally commit a sin. Sin is sin, it happens accidentally, that's the thing. It doesn't behove a believer purposely to go and commit a sin. No, that is not the shan of a believer. If a sin took place, then a person should hasten towards Tawbah and seek Allah's forgiveness. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh gave an example to the effect that a person's father is a very good panel beater. Person's father is an expert panel beater, experienced panel beater. Now the son says, my father is a panel beater today, let me smash the right hand, drive the right hand fender into a concrete pillar. My father, a very good panel beater. Then the father fixes it up. Next month he says, let me try the left fender now. And the next month he says, let me reverse into some concrete. My father, a top panel beater. So that's foolishness. That is foolishness. Yes, even if a person's car reaches the panel beater, when he's driving out of the panel beater's yard, he has it in his heart, Allah make it, I don't ever have to see this panel beater again. But yet at the same time, if there was a need in future, that facility is available. Person has an excellent first aid kit in the house, doesn't mean every day he must cut this finger, tomorrow that finger, with a kitchen knife, no. So, sins is such a thing that if it happens, it doesn't behove a person to purposely, intentionally commit sins. And taqwa also is a very, very great quality. Taqwa is a very, very great quality and it has numerous benefits. On the other hand, shaitan wants us to do evil. Shaitan all the time is prompting evil in our minds. Do this wrong, do that wrong, do that wrong. And Allah has created the mind such that the mind all the time, thoughts are going through the mind. All the time. A person says, the next 10 minutes I want to sit and not a single thought must go through my mind. It's not going to happen. To understand with an example, if a person wants to go from here to Joburg, the moment he gets into his car, there's going to be other cars on the road, there's going to be people on the road, taxis on the road, vans, etc. Now a person say, I want to go from here to Joburg. But there must be not a single person on the road, not a single car on the road, not a single taxi, and maybe in South Africa, not a single pothole also there must be from here to Joburg. It's not going to happen. If you want to go from here to Joburg, you got to get into your car, read Bismillah, read your du'as. But now what it means, you got to tread carefully. You got to tread carefully, avoid this, avoid that, avoid that, avoid that, avoid that, and you will reach your journey, inshallah. You will reach your destination. So similarly, the mind is like that. All thoughts are coming into the mind. All the time. Good and bad. Now a person has to sift. A person has to weave carefully. This one is fine. This one, send it to the recycle. Burn this one out. This one out. This one is okay. This is acceptable. And that's how a person will have to carry on. So shaitan, all the time, shaitan is also waswas, putting evil thoughts in a person's mind. And as far as the thoughts that shaitan put in the mind, ulama have even classified it أقسام الوساوس, different types of waswasas and whisperings of shaitan. Briefly, one is hajis. Hajis is the lightest form of whispering. Evil thought came in the mind, a person disliked it and immediately just left also. Second one is khatir. Evil thought came in the mind, it stayed for a short while and just left on its own, a person disliked it. The third one is hadithun nafs. Hadithun nafs is a bad thought came in the mind, it stayed for a little while, it appealed also a little bit to a person and a person expelled it. The first two just left on their own. This one a person expelled, out you go. Fourth one is hum, hameem, hum. A bad thought came in the mind, it appealed to a person also. Person made some mild intention, yeah, maybe I should do it, but then he changed his mind and he didn't do it. These, all four of them are not sinful. All four of them are not sinful. Tell this one hum. Where a person made some mild intention to do it, but then didn't do it, expelled it from his mind. Tell you it's not sinful. That it comes in a hadith sharif. Hadith I could see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا هَمَّ عَبْدِي بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَا تَكْتُبُوهَا عَلَيْهِ. Allah ta'ala says, when my servant makes a mild intention to do something wrong, Allah ta'ala tells the angels, don't write it, don't write it. How merciful Allah ta'ala is. If Allah ta'ala want on that also punishment, no. Allah loves us. Allah doesn't get joy in punishing any person. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What does Allah got to benefit in punishing you if you are grateful, if you bring iman, if you are obedient? Allah loves us so much. So Allah Ta'ala tells the angels, wait, hold on, hold on. Just my servant, give him a chance. Don't write it now. Don't write it against him. Maybe he'll change his mind. And he did change his mind, no sin till there. But then there's one fifth one that's a serious one. The fifth one is called azam. Azam means a firm, determined intention to do wrong. Like how in the markaz they say, let us make azaim. Azaim means a firm, determined intention to take out jamaat. So that's very good because it's something good. So something good is not very good. Azaim, they use a strong word. Let us make firm, determined intention, effort. We're going to take out those jamaats, inshallah. So, but here for evil, azaim, person, evil thought came in the mind. Oh, it appealed to the person. He loved it. I'm going for it. I'm going for it. No, no. Firm, determined intention, I'm going for it. To the extent that he even made his plans also. This one is sinful. To the extent that even if his plans got spoiled, still is sinful. For example, a youngster was going to be alone at Saturday at home, the weekend. His parents went out for the weekend. He said, hey, here's my chance. Saturday night is coming. Allah forbid, he had some acquaintance, friend, girlfriend, whatever, and he made plans. Come over tonight. I'm alone at home. Parents are gone. The night is fast. Anyway, firm, determined intention he made. But then in the afternoon, some auntie of his phone, we're passing through your place. We thought long we didn't come, we'll come stay over the night. Oh, Musi. But on the phone, he said, no, I tell you, welcome. In the heart, you saying, hey, what did you do now? You spoiled my whole plans. I was waiting for this weekend for how long? So then also it's sinful. Because why? Azam was found. Firm, determined intention to do wrong was found. But in one case, it won't be sinful. In one case, it won't be sinful if he left out that sin last minute too, in spite of making all his plans, if he left it out on account of the fear of Allah. Value of taqwa, so much benefits ulama have written about taqwa. That year also he made his plans and everything, but at that 11th hour also out of the fear of Allah is such a great thing. That if he left it out at this 11th hour also, there'll be no sun. This is deduced from a hadith sharif known as Hadithul Ghar, the hadith of the cave. This hadith sharif is in the first chapter of Riyadus Salihin. The mafhum of the hadith sharif is to this effect. Nabi al-Islam mentioned to the effect, three people set out on a journey. Then at night, they had to take refuge in a cave to spend the night. While traveling, when they got into the cave, A huge boulder came from the top, rolled down and blocked the entrance of the cave. To such a way that there was no way that they could come out of the cave. Now what to do? They made Mashwira. They said, okay, let's do this. Each one think from the three of us, some action in my life that I did purely for the pleasure of Allah, and will present that in a form of dua as a tawallah through the barakat of that action. Please remove this difficulty from us. Not in sequence, but the one of them made dua like this. He said, oh Allah, I had my parents, old, elderly parents, and I had a wife and children also, and my habit was that every day when I come from my day's work, then I will milk the animals and take that milk and go and present it first to my parents before giving my wife and children. Love for parents, respect for parents is a very great thing, very, very great thing. Person wants to see barakat in his life, then love for parents, obedience to parents, respect to parents, where that will take you a long way in your life. And this is something which is lacking today's time. Respect for parents. Go out of one's way to make khidmat of one's parents, to look after one's parents, to take the du'as of one's parents. Once when Jamaat came, and the old worker in the Jamaat, he said some statement in his talk. Said parents make dua for all their children. Naturally, the child can be how much off the track also, but the parents, they make dua for all their children. Fortunate is that child who take the duas of the parents. I wish he could have explained further what he meant, the old worker it was. They say parents make dua for all their children, but fortunate is that child who takes the dua of the parents. Now what he probably meant is that parents will make dua for all their children, but that one child who goes out of his way for the parents, that dua will lug jai on that child. That dua will just get stuck. That will just go for that. It will just, that dua will get accepted the most in that child's favor. I heard one bayan of Maulana Singh. You see, he just made some observations. That he saw a lot of cases where parents were left alone, and the children then made khidmat, looked after. You see, his personal observation is the child who made the most khidmat of the parent, Allah bless that child with the most dunya also. See, just observation. From all the children, the one who made the most khidmat of the parent, Allah bless that person the most. So anyway, so this person says that I came home, one day I got late. When I came home, according to my habit, I went to milk the animal. And when I came, because I was running late, my parents had dozed off already. And on the other hand, my children are crying, they're hungry. But no, that was my habit. I stood with that bowl of milk beside my parents. And I stood whole night till break of dawn. And then I first gave my parents to drink. Oh Allah, if I did this solely for your pleasure, then remove the difficulty that we are in. So the rock moved a little bit, but not sufficient to come out. Not in sequence, but the one made dua like this. He said, oh Allah, I employed some laborers once for some work. And at the end, I gave them all their wages. One of them didn't take his wage, he just went away. So what to do? I invested his wages. And there was so much barakat in there, so much barakat in his wages that I invested. One day he passed there, he said, give my money, I came to collect my wages. So I told him, okay, there, that whole field, all those animals in that field are yours. He said, don't mock around with me, don't joke around with me. I said, no, I invested all your wages, and there, that whole field, it wasn't much wages, about maybe plus minus 10 kilos of rice or something, it was his wages. But so much, he said that all that animals that you see there on that particular field are yours, take it and go. So he took it and he went. This person made dua, oh Allah, if I did that solely for your pleasure, then oh Allah, remove this difficulty from us. Rock moved a bit again. The third one is what I want to highlight. That this person said, oh Allah, I had a cousin sister of mine. Oh, the way I loved her. The way I loved her. I was madly in love with her. Like I never loved any other person. The way I loved her. To the extent I also wanted to have my way with her. Towards haram. I wanted to have my way with her. But she always refused. She blocked me. She blocked me. Until one year there was a severe drought. Severe drought there was. And necessity brought her. She came to me. And I told her, okay, I'll give you 120 dinars. It's a huge amount. 120 gold coins. Allow me first to have my way with you. Desperation, whatever it was, she said, okay. She said, okay. She says, I was on her in a completely commanding position. I was on the verge of entry, and she told me at that 11th hour, when the heat of passion was at its highest, at that time she told me, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah. At that time, crucial time, the words of the hadith is, waqa'tu bayna rijlayha. At that time, at that moment she told me, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah, O servant of Allah, fear Allah. وَلَا تَفْتَحِ الْخَاتَمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّهِ. Do not break the seal except what is right. Meaning, do not enter except through the agency of nikah, that is in a halal way. Can imagine at that heat of passion at that time. At that crucial time, O Allah, I just moved away from her. And not only that, I said that 120 gold coins is also yours. Oh Allah, if I did it solely to please you, then oh Allah, remove the difficulty from us and the rock move further, it could come out. Ulama explained that here, Azam was found to the highest degree. Firm, determined, intention remained, that he even had his plans, he was right on the verge of entry. At that 11th hour, when the heat of passion was at its highest, at that time, although Azam was found, there was no son, because he gave it up out of the fear of Allah. And let alone no son, he became a mustajabud da'wat. What a great treasure this taqwa is. The lesson for us here also is, if ever we find ourselves in our lives on the verge of committing a haram, then too it is never too late to apply the brakes. Then too it is never too late to stop and to tell oneself, Ya Abdullah, ittaqillah. O servant of Allah, fear Allah. The Hadith Sharif is such that ulama have extracted many, many points from this Hadith Sharif, many, many lessons like respect for parents, etc. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions from this Hadith Sharif that we learn from this Hadith Sharif that when a person will do good deeds with ikhlas solely to please Allah Ta'ala, then his du'as will become more acceptable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions from this Hadith Sharif, the rights of fellow men. From this Hadith Sharif, we learn the importance of huququl ibad, the rights of fellow human beings, because all three of these actions are connected to huququl ibad. The one action was connected to akhlaq, good character. The one action was connected to mu'amalat and monetary dealings. And the one action was connected to mu'asharat and social interaction, social life. So the important thing now is how to acquire this quality of taqwa. What a great quality, but how to acquire it? Once in Raiwin, one Maulana, the person speaking, he gave a bayan at length and in detail about Jannah, bounties of Jannah, namas of Jannah, etc. After that, Haji Sahib was Haji Sahib. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came front to them. 2 ghante jannat ki ne'mate bayan kiya, jannat kis tarah hasil kare usko bataya nahi. 2 hours he spoke of the bounties of Jannat, how much we acquire Jannat, that he didn't tell us when Ajisab started his bayan. So taqwa is a very, very great quality. But the thing is how to acquire this quality. Well, we've been hearing this over the days. وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Stay with those who have it. Stay with those who are sadiqeen, those who are truthful, like Maulana says. Sadiqeen refers to muttaqeen. Stay with the muttaqeen. That's it, stay with them. You don't have to do anything out of this world or difficult or complicated or nothing like that. Just stay with them. See what they're doing. Love with them. Stay with them. Be where I'm most in need. Stay with them. Be with them. And ulama explained this is relatively easy. Relatively easy in fact that it's not even the bayans of the mashayikh, it's actually the sohbat of the mashayikh. It's not even the bayans. And no doubt in the case of mashayikh, what to say about one bayan is enough to change their lives, nurun ala nur, but the actual thing is not even the bayans. The actual thing is just to stay with the mashayikh. And see what they do and do like that. How they offer their salat, how they enter the masjid, how they make wuzu, visiting the sick, what they do, how they travel, eating time, how they conduct themselves here, how they conduct themselves there. And do that. Yes, one thing will be excluded from there. Something which the sheikh does differently because of some medical uzur, for example. Sheikh is sitting on a chair reading salat. Now young 20, 25 year old goes back to his locality and he stayed few days with the sheikh. Now he's put his chair in the first surf and he starts, Allah, brother, you okay, you well, you fine? And he says, no, I'm fine, I'm healthy, no problem, I just jogged this morning, how many kilometers? So he's sitting on a chair, my sheikh reads on the chair, so I will also read on my chair. And that's not negotiable, finish. My husband reads on the chair, so I will also, so no. Besides that, stay with the mashayikh, learn from them, and it will automatically rub off on a person. It will automatically rub off on the person. This is a tried and tested and a Quranic prescription and an easy prescription. Sohbat e salih tura salih kunad. Stay with the pious, and automatically that will rub off on a person. And see, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they excelled in all fields. Sahaba radiallahu anhum excelled in all fields. Whether it was salat, whether it was fasting, whether it was striving in the path of Allah, whether it was whatever. Akhlaq, muamalat, muasharat, sahaba radiallahu anhum excelled in all fields. But what were they known as? They were not known as sa'imun or muqimun as salah or something like that. No, sahaba radiallahu anhum were known as sahaba. Sahaba radiallahu anhum means companions. They stayed in the company. They adopted the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So automatically they became known as Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And all the more in today's time and as we move towards the Qiyamah, that fitnas are on the increase. Fitnas are all the time on the increase. Increase, increase. It comes in a hadith, Sharibadiru bil amali fitanan. That hasten with amal before the fitna start coming. Taqita illaylil muslim. Like a piece of a dark night. Comparison with a dark night is, sometimes you hear this adventurous person was going walking trail, coming down from Table Mountain and it got dark and he took one wrong turn and there he ended up in the dark. To spend the whole night in the dark. Safest not to move, just to sit still somewhere till the next morning the light comes out or the search parties come look for it. Now when a person is in such a situation, every minute will feel like an hour. Every time he's wishing maybe it will be break of dawn, but instead of break of dawn is another minute of darkness and another minute of darkness and another fitna and another fitna. And to such an extent it will be yusbihu rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafiran. A person will wake up in the morning as a believer, and by the end of the day be a kafir, Allah save us. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And at night he'll be a believer, next morning already he's a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِأَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He'll sell his deen for the pittance of this dunya. And one hadith sharif, the word come, أَلَّتِي تَمُوجُ مَوْجَ الْبَحْرِ. That the fitnas will be like the waves of the ocean. The comparison here, ulama explains, sometimes a person is in the water and one wave knocked the person down. Don't know what hit him. Somehow he slowly stood up. As he stood up, another wave knocked him. So fitnas, one after the other. And as he stood up, he thought, what a big wave knocked me. And the next thing, the next wave was bigger than the previous wave. The next fitna, the dust hardly settled, and the next fitna is already there, bigger than the previous one. So therefore, very important to try and fortify ourselves, secure ourselves in terms of our iman, like Hazrat said last night, Dama Barakah, to maintain this iman, to maintain our deen, to put all the protections around our deen and our iman. Go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, stay in the company of mashayikh, and this way inshallah it will be the goodness for us, for our deen, dunya, akhirat, and inshallah for our children and progenies till the day of Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.